nadadama. Pero bakit pag nasisilayan ko ang iyong larawan, hindi ko magawa. At sa tuwing ipikit ang mga mata, ikaw pa rin ang nakikita kahit wala ka na.
Started that set off with Shen Paller with Loveless, and I don't know if it's Jello or Gello, but I like Jello better, so let's go with that. Jello Granados with Pangarap Nalang and Kamikaze Narda and Biba Doobie Glue Song. She performed at the Commodore Ballroom last year in Vancouver. All right, now let's get to my friends. Let's play some metal. Here's Arrow in the Quiver with Walls of Jericho on CJSF.
You're not alone. You're not fighting in this battle on your own. No shame when you cast a stone. Call for help. Stand
So good. Love that energy. All right. Now, I think it's time to play some Eraserheads. Oh, yeah. And then we're going to get to that interview with Grace and Angel. That's right. After this song, Legaya on CJSF.
Ang pangamba na tayo'y mabubuhay. bilang puso kung walang pangamba na tayo'y mabubuhay ng tahimik at loob. Ligaya
Angel to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, this is I'm Grace. I'm one of the organizers for Razorheads Huling El Bimbo Tour here in Canada 2023.
Hi, I'm Angel. Not an angel, but I'm
angel
a pharmacist
too.
By day. But yeah, we're here to bring you Razorheads Huling El Bimbo Tour, June 3, 2023 at the PNE Forum, brought to you by Chicken Star Productions.
Awesome! And we are here at East Manila Ink Tattoos. Tell me about this place.
All right, so East Manila Ink, we have established a company since 2017. The main artist here has been doing more than a decade of doing tattoos. His name's Jonas Sava from CS. We're here at Delta.
Okay. Perfect. And you got some tattoos yourself.
I have it here.
Awesome. And then how about you?
I do, but it's hidden somewhere that I cannot show.
All right. And tell me about the band Razorheads.
I think they got together around 1989 when they were still students at the University of the Philippines. They hit the radio big in the 90s because they just sounded different, gave a new spin to alternative rock, and just shocked Philippines with their new sound. Unfortunately, they decided to break up early 2000s, but now they're back together and they're giving Vancouver a taste of Filipino music.
Amazing.
Yes.
And how do you know Joan?
Joan has been a friend of mine. I've known her. First time I saw her gig, my friend invited me and I saw that there's like, every time I go to her gig, it's like a family. Every time we go there, it's just so fun. Gig after gig and after gig, and she invited us and we became family, like Chicken Star family.
That's what we call ourselves, yeah.
The Chicken Star family.
Chicken Star family, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Tell me more about some of the gigs that Joan has organized.
Well, you know, Joan Frias has been organizing gigs in Canada since she landed in 2010. Back then, she was doing, you know, local talents, introducing, like, Filipino talents here in Vancouver, until she got her break, and she got the big names. She got Kamikaze, Ben and Ben, Sponge Cola, Mayonnaise and Nobita, and so much more. And now, perhaps one of her biggest events yet, Razorheads.
Thank you so much for coming to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam!
East Fan, East Manila!
OMG, Grace and Angel, you guys are so adorable. Okay, so they want to do a shout out to Langley Chrysler. And I want to thank them for being a gold sponsor for the Razorheads event. Man, if you guys are like looking for a vehicle, go to Langley Chrysler. Just check them out because, hey, they are some cool people working there. Okay, and I want to do a shout out to Joan because she put up this crazy billboard at Clark and Powell. So if you're driving by, you can see the huge Razorheads billboard. And yeah, she is amazing. Oh, you're amazing, girl, Joan. Okay. Tickets. Hey, for people looking for tickets, go to Facebook. You want to search for Razorheads Vancouver Tour 2023. So get tickets there before they sell out. All right. It is time to go, folks. And I want to thank everyone for participating. And I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Maddie. Okay, and Grace quickly grabbed the tattoo artist Jonas, so we're going to end with his interview. Okay, enjoy that sunshine, folks. We'll see you all next week. Bye! Hi, Jonas. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jonas, tattoo artist and owner of East Manila Ink Tattoo.
Yeah, and what do you like about Eraserheads?
Mostly of their songs, they're really good. We usually play them when we're drinking and bonding with the friends.
What's your favorite song?
I would say the El Bimbo.
Nice, we'll play that one for you. Thanks, Jonas, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam!
East Van, East Manila Ink.
At ang galing-galing mong sumayaw, mapabugi man o tsa-tsa, ngunit ang paborito ay pagsayaw mo ng El Bimbo. Nakakainda, nakakaaliw, nakakatindig, balahibo. Lahat ng pangarap ko'y bigay.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Up. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Medi signing out. Wham bam, East Van.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.